Vandenberg will be 41 in November. He spent the last 15 years in prison for a crime it now appears he didn't commit. Innocence Project co-director John Prey says emails have been pouring into his mailbox from former UW law students who've worked on Vandenberg's case over the past 10 years.
It's one case we've had that was so strongly believed in by every student who ever had this case, so they were really very pleased with the decision, of course.
In 1995, Vandenberg was convicted of robbing and stabbing a Green Bay man. The victim, who was drunk at the time, picked the then 26-year-old Vandenberg out of a photo lineup, and a jury convicted him based primarily on that evidence. But a year and a half ago, Vandenberg's co-defendant in the case, Larry Pearson, confessed to the murder. Despite that confession, a Brown County judge rejected the Innocence Project's motion for a new trial. This week, the appeals court reversed that decision. The project's John Prey says it's another example of the unreliability of eyewitness testimony.
When someone is completely drunk and then they pick someone out of a faulty lineup 4 months later, how much deference should that be given? I think we were able to overcome that.
The Innocence Project has asked the court to grant Vandenberg bail so he can leave prison and stay with his son until the Brown County District Attorney's Office decides whether or not to retry him. Prey says given this week's ruling, he doubts Vandenberg will have to face a jury again. Prey says, unfortunately, Vandenberg's mother, who visited him weekly and always believed in his innocence, died last year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.